بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When you are kept in one place for some time, and you're away from the world, it becomes very easy for you to practice. It's very easy for you to practice when you're away from the world, you're just in one place like the carpenter. It's obvious that the one is the month of Ramadan, the barakat of Ramadan. You kept away from all kinds of sins. Then you in the environment of that kind, where you notice now they're not going out at all, you're protected, your eyes were protected, your heart was protected, your ears were protected, every part of your body was protected. So all the time in these four walls, it is a very good act, you know, for a person to practice himself, to bring about that condition in him, that I am behaving in this manner here. When I go out, behavior should be the same. There is spoken less to people, the relationship of people without any reason, you don't meet anyone. That condition must come into us, which is a very important thing. Which is a very important thing. The discipline that you had in Etikaf, that you bring in your life, that all the time, the discipline. How you control your tongue, how you control yourself. Like others also in the month of Ramadan, we are all outside also. How you, Allah Ta'ala protected you with tying the shaitan, so you can't blame shaitan. You protect your tongue, eyes and everything. That is a very great ni'mat, to be at all the time controlled. Now what is sahib al-nisbat? Sahib al-nisbat means relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Sahib al-nisbat, when they say this person got a sahib al-nisbat, he's got a relation with Allah Ta'ala. Now it's obvious that the ni'mat, at the time of any luxurious condition, anything Allah Ta'ala gives you that's full of luxury. Full of luxury. At that time too, you don't forget Allah. At the time of mumin, so with everything of the best of this world, Allah Ta'ala gives you. But you do not forget Allah. But the same one and the same token, at the time of any misfortunes, at the time of any kind of taklif you go through, all kind of harms that come to you at that time, in these two conditions at all times, your relationship with Allah Ta'ala remains the same. That is called sahib in this book. At a time when you're going to the best condition of the world, at that time you do not forget Allah Ta'ala. And the time when your condition turns into this position where everything is lost also, at that time you will remain, the relationship with Allah Ta'ala remains the same. That is called sahib in this book. Very strong. That means in every test of Allah Ta'ala from Allah Ta'ala, every test, because Allah Ta'ala will give you ni'mat and test you too. You mustn't think that ni'mat that has been given to you is not a test. Your child is a ni'mat to you. Your wife is a ni'mat to you. Your possession is a ni'mat to you. Everything is a ni'mat to you. But Allah Ta'ala will test you in different ways. Your child's test is what? Your love for Allah must not overtake, the love of the child must not overtake the love of Allah. No matter how much you love the child. You see, Ibrahim alayhi salam acted. That is sufficient to show us that how much love he had for his son. And you must know at a very young age that the bond was so strong. But when he came to the command of Allah, he did not turn back. He was prepared to give his life. He was prepared to give the son away, no matter what happens. So these examples like this, in other words, at the time of ni'mat, your wealth, you got wealth. The love of the wealth must not overtake the love of Allah Ta'ala, then that is a time when you begin to do all the wrong things. One is you got halal rizq, you got halal money, That is only going to remain with you if the love of Allah Ta'ala remains over that. But the love of Allah is not over that, and the love of wealth goes over Allah Ta'ala. Then you must know, you will now think to yourself, you have so much of love for the wealth, that greed creeps onto you. When greed creeps onto you, now say, how am I going to achieve it? I cannot get anything. If I cannot go the right way, I'll go the wrong way. Because the love of Allah Ta'ala is not there. The love of Allah Ta'ala, that's what Allah Ta'ala says. The ni'mat I'm giving is also a test. You mustn't think it's not a test, it's a very big test. For example, weddings that take place nowadays, we are not supposed to attend those weddings. Because the love of Allah Ta'ala, you have overtaken. The love of Nabi Karim Sallam, you have overtaken. If you got the love of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you do your nikah according how he wants you to do it. How he wants you to do it. You see, we have taken namaz, everything should be sufficient. That's not sufficient. If the nikah should be again, the wedding should be again, then the love of Allah Ta'ala is so strong in you, you'll never go there. You won't worry about that friend who did you favors all the years and was so close to you. Now I'm going to keep his heart, man. We are like that, you know, that he did us a favor now, so what is wrong? Let me do that. The big wrong is Allah is happy or not. So we do not think that if you want to become sahib and nisbat means whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you in whatever relationship with Allah is of that kind, is that whatever Allah Ta'ala does with you, you are prepared to accept it. Happily, accept it happily, without any complaint. That is what you call it. So your ni'mat also, your money also, your money, your possession, everything. When greed creeps up to you, when the time is come for giving inheritance, now you will know, at that time you come to know how much love you have for Allah, or you have love for the property. You love for the property, then say, I'll do what I want to do. But the love for Allah, then I'll give everything away. I'll give everything away. I won't keep one thing too. If I've done something wrong, I'll give everything away. But I will not keep Allah unhappy. You see, everything lies in your life is the pleasure of Allah. Everything lies in the pleasure of Allah. Nothing else. That you call sahib and nisbat. He keeps me like that, I'm happy. He takes it away, I'm happy. So this. So when you be tested in this way, and you find at the time of inheritance what is happening today, you can see that the man is in namaz, everything. But when it comes to inheritance and all that, you find he's delaying that thing. You're not prepared to fulfill it straight away. And especially when you are alone. And that is why you can make it out is because of the love of the world. Love of the world. So you'll be tested in this way. And then you must, that is why then Allah Ta'ala is in everything Allah Ta'ala must be. He treats you with whatever condition. And whatever your taqdeer is, you must be happy with taqdeer. Whatever your taqdeer is, you must be happy with taqdeer. You got children at home. You got a daughter at home. She cannot get married. And you're making dua and all that. What is the deal? She did not get married. You are happy with the decision. You're very happy with the decision. You don't say, hey, what I'm doing? I'm doing so much of namaz. I'm doing so much of Quran. Why am I dua not accepted? That person who completely gives himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not ask those questions. Those questions no be asked. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not say Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, what wrong did my son do that I must sacrifice him? He's in a dream. He never asked that question. It did not make sense to him, but he did not ask that question, I must do it. So whatever things happen to us in Taqdeer also, it does not make sense to us, but we don't question. We do it happily. Until unless you don't have that condition in you, that you work, you know, that means you accept Allah Ta'ala in that condition that he wanted me to slaughter the son, I'm doing it, that makes sense. And Ismail alayhi salam too, gave us what a good answer. He said, it is Allah's command, do it happily. And the wife also, she said, if this is a command of Allah Ta'ala to keep me away, keep in that place of, you know, there's no vegetation, no food, no water, in that condition leaving me, I'm prepared for that. She said, I'm that. So why these things have been mentioned? To show us that, look, these things, if you are faced with these conditions, how would you respond to Allah Ta'ala? How would you speak to Allah Ta'ala? Very quickly when Allah Ta'ala gives you everything of the world, everything of the best, then you remember Allah Ta'ala. And the time Allah Ta'ala takes away all those things, is not that there is some Allah that got shortage in his treasures, na'udhu billah. He knows there's a wisdom behind everything. He knows why he's doing it. But the moment he does that to you, how do you respond? Your truck got burnt right through. You got burnt. You did not want it to get burnt. You got burnt. So what about it? You must just say, it's the fate of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants it to... But yes, you can begin to think, what wrong I'm doing that this has happened. But you are happy with his decision. Man, sometimes, he goes through difficulties because of his own wrongdoings. So when a person goes through any takleef, he must think to himself, what wrong am I doing? If your child is doing something wrong, you must think, what wrong I'm doing is affecting the child. But to show you that Sahib and Nisbat is he who has a relationship of Allah with Allah Ta'ala so strong that his nafs does not come in between also. So how important it is to keep it all times. That whatever Allah does with you, you don't mention it, complain, because everything Allah does is mekhair. So the mother must think like that the child is delayed for the nikah. Allah will know what is best. There's nothing to complain about. Today the girls at home, why no one come to see me? That everyone will think like that. But in the heart of heart, they must think, Allah Ta'ala knows best. That is his decision. In other words, to be always accepting the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way. The whole ummah, the hadith is mentioned, the whole ummah, their hearts become like the nabis. It will not change Allah Ta'ala. Because nothing is Allah Ta'ala. There's no benefit for Allah. Whatever we do is no benefit to Allah Ta'ala. Likewise, the hadith mentioned, all the whole ummah shaitan, with the heart become like shaitan. It will not change Allah Ta'ala at all. It's not any importance to Allah Ta'ala. Because whatever you're doing is for your own benefit. It's not for the benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how sure Allah is so independent? He does not depend on us. It's total independence. We want to be, so this is important. We want to know that we have to become like that. That you have to get. So Sahib and Nisbat is this much. The relation to Allah Ta'ala is this. That whatever condition he puts you into, whatever condition, this is very important. You are very, very happy with that condition. Very, very happy. You do not have any kind of, no complaint at all. Today he kept in the best of health, with everything of the best. You remembered Allah Ta'ala so much, you made so much, you got a test. But the same, on the same token, when your health is taken away for good, in that condition too, you are so happy. That is the thing that's important, you know. That in every fail of Allah, every doings of Allah to us, that you do not complain. Every doing of Allah. This is a very important. You've got to, you know, you're a flourishing business. So busy. The next moment things go very quiet. You must think that, you know what, if Allah Ta'ala gave me rosy every day, today he closed my rosy, there's a reason for it. I must be happy with that. I must not complain. See, people today, they complain because they think they did wonders to Allah. I did so much of this. I did so much of that. I did so much. I'm making tahajjud namaz. I'm making zikr. No. Why is it happening to me? That question a person giving himself to Allah Ta'ala does not give that answer of that kind. But he says, Amanna wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, you know the person. You do it. See, why my child went away? So small. What could happen to my would you look at what happened? What could the mother passed away? What's going to happen to the children? The children, what's going to happen? They're thrown away one side. There's no one to look after them. People talk like that. You know how young that person passed away, you know, shame and left so many children. What's going to happen to them? What are you doing? Why are you saying that? It makes any difference. The only difference is make you spoke something wrong. You're supposed to say, Allah's amanat, Allah look after you. Everything is Allah's amanat. Whatever is in this world is Allah's amanat. So when he knows what to do, but the thing is that you accept it. Accept it. You are prepared now to go for Umrah. You booked your ticket, everything going. The last minute has been refused. You refused. What happens to you? You begin to complain. But whereas if you are a true nisbat to Allah Ta'ala, true relation to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala wanted what happened. What did Allah? A relationship with a girl and boy means you never accepted between boy and girl to get married. Now, during the course of the period, it broke. Whatever the circumstances is, why do you get depressed? Why do you complain? At that occasion too, you must say, Allah Ta'ala, this is what He wanted to do. So every condition of yours, whether it's musibat, misfortune you go through, at that condition too, you become strong. That it is from Allah Ta'ala, and I'm happy with the decision. That people are good, in your good, with the ni'mat too, you're happy. With the misfortune, you're happy. The same condition remain together. That is what you call sahib nisbat. Sahib nisbat. At no cost, he will complain to Allah Ta'ala. At no cost. That kind of person, if he doesn't miss one takbir wola, while he's driving the car, he got now the traffic got hold of him. He don't, when he comes to remorse, he won't regret if he missed it. Why? Because he wishful Allah. He made all the attempt to go early. And at the time the road, the traffic got very busy, he won't get hurt. I made my attempt. But Allah Ta'ala won't be like this. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes a person get in this condition because the pride comes into a person. You and I do not know. The person comes every day and he reads takbir ula of namaz. Now he sometimes will look at others, hey, look at this person with takbir ula. Look at this person, that person. Allah says, oh, so you came to the mosque to look at others who read takbir ula. He does not even know that too. Then Allah says, I will show you a point. It's not you doing it, I'm doing it. So at that occasion, Allah Ta'ala gives a punishment that a person misses the tahajjud namaz like that. Many people, you know, you're not first of all, you don't advertise what you do. You're doing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you don't advertise. You make the tahajjud namaz too. You don't talk about it to others. You're not making tahajjud namaz, I'm doing that. That slowly, that means you've taken out, you've leaked out your secret of Allah with others too. If you've got a secret to Allah Ta'ala, tahajjud namaz, secret that is. If no one else, the secret. No one must know about it. Yet, if Allah wants someone to know to for others to do it, it's something else. But you don't get happy at that time and people come to know about it too. But Allah wanted it to happen. But one is you advertising. You know, I'm making tahajjud namaz, I'm doing this and that. So there's a difference between this and that. The love of Allah Ta'ala will remain with you in every condition. Not but be the same. You're smiling at the time when you got the best. You're smiling at the time when you got nothing. Your image, your face does not show it to you. The spirit does not show it to you that you're complaining. So this is what you call sahib and nisbat. So to become sahib and nisbat is when you make you zikr all the time. That zikr becomes so strong in your heart to that extent that it's even so strong, to so strong that your nafs now is not controlled by Allah Ta'ala. Is no more controlled by you. No more controlled by you. At one time the nafs will control you. Now you have so full control of your nafs. Anything that you do too, you will not do against your nafs. Your nafs be overpowered all the time. You will not be able to say to nafs. I mentioned the other day that Buzuk said, my children, in whole life, he did not fulfill his desires. So someone told him, you got 5 children. How come you did not fulfill your desires? He said, I did not fulfill my desires. I did fulfill my desires of my wife. Because my nafs was so strong that I only fulfilled my nafs. That is it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Allah, Aisha, whatever you desire for, is Allah just do it. Because say, my desire is Allah's desire. My desire is Allah's desire. Just imagine what a thing, what a nice thing. My desire is Allah's desire. So I'm so strong with Allah Ta'ala that my nafs does not come in between me at all. So even my nafs is Allah's desire too. My nafs is Allah's desire. So this is how we have to be, that if you become sahib and nisbat. Sahib and nisbat is something very, very high. The relation to Allah Ta'ala to that extent so strong that if someone has to swear you to, it does not affect you. He can swear you to, because it's coming from where? You think everything leads to Allah. If the wife begins to scold you too at home, you become so strong that everything, you know, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, he told his murid, his khalifa, he said this much, He said this much, that keep yourself far from your nafs. Your nafs will be far from you, in other words. Your nafs will be far from you. You must have no relationship. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said the same thing. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said the same thing. Keep your nafs far from you. It must not be part of you. That is the biggest, you know, the biggest shaitan is not shaitan, your nafs. Keep your nafs far from you at all times, at every occasion. Don't do what your nafs tells you, do what Allah Ta'ala wants you to do. So then when your nafs becomes control of you, then you do any condition, then that person do not read Quran when he enjoys reading namaz. Do not read namaz when he enjoys reading namaz. He will read namaz in every condition, because he no more following his nafs. You find people following the nafs, you know. They say, today I'm enjoying the namaz, so let me go read namaz. Tomorrow there's no enjoyment. I'm not going to the mosque. I'm not going to the mosque because I'm not getting enjoyment. Or, you know, today I'm reading Quran Sharif, enjoyment. Tomorrow I'm not going to the mosque. No such thing. Enjoyment or no enjoyment. Do not commit shirk with Allah. This enjoyment also means shirk. You must be solely for Allah. I'm not enjoying my namaz. I'm performing namaz for you. You are keeping me in this condition. I am not, you have no fixed condition in one life. In ibadah or anything, you don't have fixed conditions. The moment you have fixed condition, that is not Islam, that is not person giving himself to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, I will test you in every way. Namaz also will test you. In the ni'mat I'll test you. In misfortune, all I'll test you. So you must be prepared to accept my test in every way. That's why Sahaba Ikram, they were always happy with every way how Allah Ta'ala treated them. Your Allah Ta'ala said, ya now, you have to go out in jihad. No matter how conditioned or bad conditioned, but they never said no. They just went out in jihad. You think it's easy to go out in jihad? Why do you think the Sahaba Ikram's status are so high? Because if you only look into their life, what they went through, you'll be surprised. We cannot, that's why you must say, not say any time how nice if we were in the time of Sahabas. We'll never be able to last there. We don't know what will be our condition. A lot of people say, how nice our time is Sahabas. Why we do not know what the Sahabas underwent? The taklif that they underwent, Allah Ta'ala had to say that, radiallahu anhu wa radu an, without them. And when they heard that, radiallahu anhu, that Allah is happy with them, that made them even more strong, be more concerned. They became more strong. Allah Ta'ala, he is happy with us. Let us do those things, Allah get more happy with us. Now, not like us, if we get radiallahu anhu on us, then we say, now we got certificate of Jannah, let's do whatever we want to do. So Allah Ta'ala knows what it is. So the Sahaba Ikram's relationship with Allah Ta'ala was so strong. Look at one Sahabi, which are, you know what, it's not easy. He had a sore. The sore was so in a position where he cannot move at all. And that was not for 1-2 days. No, not 1-2 days, you know. Not only 1-2 days. For years. 32 years, in one condition to sit 32 years, cannot move, cannot do anything, just one condition. Read namaz too, in one condition. Make wudu, one condition. This sahaba was Sahabi asked. But if you look at it, that this condition like this, that every moment in that period, 32 years, he had this condition, he could not read namaz, but he could not move to, but wouldn't kill. But his condition was that this much, that his face was full of happiness. His face was full of happiness, full of happiness, full of joy. But then they ask him, what do you mean, it's full of joy? No? The people ask him, look at the condition you are. You can't even walk. You cannot move. You can't turn to. Return. You know what turn means? All that you cannot do. He says, okay, you know what? My taklif I give to Raza Allah. My taklif, I give Raza Allah Ta'ala. Then I'm happy with Allah Ta'ala, you give me this taklif, I'm happy with you. I'm happy with you. And that's why he says in the reason for that because of this condition, because he says there must be some reason behind it. There's some reason behind it. On that reason, one thing I want to tell you, I met one Buzru. He was so sick, you know. First, Sultan Hazrat, you're very sick. You see, Allah Ta'ala kept me in the condition, he knows why. If I was not sick like this, I don't know what guna I should have committed. Just imagine how they look at it. He says, no, Allah Ta'ala kept his condition. He knows why. I don't know if I was in good condition, what gunas I should commit at that time. Why don't we also think like that? Why don't we all think like that? You understand? In that question, the Buzu said, what a thing he said to him. In other words, I'm happy Allah by keeping this course. So this Sahaba also, he says that his condition was becoming like this, that every time, you see, the reason for him so happy, he said, that it that became his second nature. The sickness became second nature. It made no difference to him at all after that. Second nature became to him. And then the sabr and raza came into his heart. Two things a person come and he goes through misfortunes. Two things you come to realize. Sabr, patience. Patience is very important. In business also, your business go a little bit slow. Nothing to panic about. If you panic, that means where is your relation with me? My relation must be the same from Ya Allah, you gave me yesterday one loaf bread, you give me half loaf bread today. Sabr and rada is important. In this sabr. Sabr means total patience. Do not complain to anyone. That's the meaning of sabr. Do not complain. Sabr. So this sahab is saying, my condition became of this kind that I had two things now, sabr and rada. I'm making sabr on this. Sabr and rada. A father, he worked very hard to bring his child up the correct way. Correct way, everything. But the child still shows he's not happy or he's not obedient. But their father still pays all attention to try to level with all avenues. Everything he tried to level with. To put the child right the correct way, treat him the right way. In the end, the child was still disobedient. Raza, that is sabr and raza. You did your duty. Now, if you do not look after your child the correct way, you not do the right thing to a child, and then the child becomes disobedient, then you will be answerable for that. But a man who looks after his child from the beginning, from the time the born, the mother and the father looks after the child the correct way, make sure that the child is taken care of everything, and they khuda na kara, Allah forbid, their child show disobedience, then you must know that Allah, I did my duty. You tell your child to read namaz. You tell her to read namaz. I know of a person telling me, you know, my wife don't read namaz. I say, you must just tell her nice read namaz. You do your duty. Every day remind her to just read namaz. Nicely, you love, tell her, and khalas. Now she does not read namaz. You tell her to read namaz, she may say, other wrong things. You say, other wrong things, the iman may go away too. You do your duty, you make dua, and tell her to read namaz. This time like this, with our children, I'm bringing our children too. Do the right thing, the right way of bringing up the child, that means you're doing the right effort. You do the right effort, and thereafter, if something happens, only Allah can do that. Then it's your duty to make dua, that means sabr and raza. Sabr and raza is so important this much. Little ladies like, you know, they want the child to get married, they want a child. Years, no children come. No children come. Others see, they say their children are not. Then they can't get one child too. What were you supposed to do? You're supposed to complain to Allah Ta'ala. You're supposed to sob and grieve. Why you sob and grieve? Would that bring any child? That means showing disrespect to Allah Ta'ala. Young Allah Ta'ala wanted in that condition. If you only got this one statement, Allah Ta'ala wanted me in that condition, you got everything. Allah Ta'ala wanted me. You want to become a millionaire. You want to become a millionaire. Allah Ta'ala, I don't want you to become a millionaire. At the moment you are so close to me, I'm worried about this month that if you become a millionaire, but you don't know the wisdom behind it. You don't know. You only want what your nafs want to say. But if you give your nafs away to Allah, then that means whatever Allah Ta'ala does for you, you'll be happy with that condition. This is a very important thing. You want to read namaz in the masjid, and you are so sick at home, you cannot go. You must not regret why I can't go to the masjid. People regret, no, I could not go to the masjid too. I don't know why. No, people are going to the masjid, I can't go. That means you're not happy with Allah's decision. Allah's decision is how Allah Ta'ala keeps you in. That is the best for you. Because what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Pleasure of Allah. It's not your purpose. That's why I say, do not fix anything. You've got a fixed thing that I want it like this. It must not be I want it like this. I want how Allah wants it to be. Then you'll see. That was the difference between me and the Sahaba al-Kiram. So this Sahabi too, he said so nicely, that it became my second nature. That I was happy with Allah's decision, became second nature. I accept Abi Sabr. The condition of this was that by him making second nature, in a hadith it mentioned, he says, the second nature became that kind that even now, because his second nature is so going through so much of pain and all that, but he's smiling with his face, the malaikas come to meet him. The reason that malaikas come to meet him, but why? That's the thing. That's the thing. That Allah, when you have accepted Allah Ta'ala with his decision, then that's very important. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you must know this was the time of Battle of Tabuk. It was a very, very difficult time that was. Battle of Tabuk. Muslims were called to do, come in. And at that time, you know, must know, Nabi Khalifa was a call to everyone. You to go out in this, the jannah is open to you. Everyone coming with something and something. At that time, Hazrat Usman Ghani, and he wanted animals, he wanted, you know, to travel, camels and all that. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala gave, what a big amount of camels he gave, maybe 100 camels, I'm not sure. But when he gave the thing there, the face of Nabi Khalifa was so bright at that time. Because he wanted it that time, and he was so bright. Look at him, they gave their life to Nabi Khalifa. They did not look at him, I'm going to lose so many camels now. No, straight away, the way he gave it, that the happiness was shown Nabi Khalifa was so happy. We, our actions, every Monday, that there's good Nabi Khalifa last time. What kind of action we got? Why don't we make our action the best way? That when he's present from Nabi Karim, he'll be smiling also. We want to be with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. We want him to give shafaat for us. We want everything. But we're not prepared to give our actions. Why we haven't got a fikr? Things like that on the day of Monday. When Monday comes, I'm going to be careful what I must do. I'm not doing anything wrong. After, you know, my action will be presented to Allah Ta'ala, present to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will happen? You'll be happy with me or not? Now you're not concerned with his happiness. If you keep yourself in the straight path and do everything right, you know that morning say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, I thank you. That you, when you're doing to you, say, thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you made me do this thing here. I did not do. And in the action he put forward on Nabi, if he sees how happy he is. And if his happiness is how happy, Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. So we can't even do that for Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was put forward, and that, you know, the face of that, you know, say that from today, Nabi said, "Uske upar koi waba nahi aayega." The day he gave that, he said, "No kind of any kind of sickness or whatever will not come. No bala will come unto him." Who gave that dua to Rasulullah? The happiness that showed to him. So we also have to be of that kind, that we want to become close to Allah. Our purpose is to become close to Allah Ta'ala. That every relation with everyone will remain, not remain, only remain this world. But once they leave this world, they're all away too. But the only one person, kullu man alayha fan, everything will diminish in this world. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The only one person, Allah Ta'ala, the whole world will diminish. In front of us, who you love so much, and who you feel kept happy again, Allah Ta'ala. They went away from this world. They went away from this. What did they do? You get no good at all. Keep one happy, and that's Allah Ta'ala happy. And the relationship, I'm more talking of nisbat. Nisbat means that at no cost, at any time, you will not do anything against the law of Allah. At no time, no matter what it is. Whether it's a wedding, whether it's your business, whether it's your family, whether no, whoever it is, your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So, yes, you don't cause harm to them. You don't fight with them. But you become so strong that you keep firm that this is the law of Allah. I cannot bend. I cannot bend. You know, this mountain can shift, they say, but the religion of Allah Ta'ala must not shift. That is it. Business do the same thing. You can go through tests, all kind of tests. Sometimes the business is so quiet. You must think Allah Ta'ala knows why. By that time it's so quiet, shaitan is always there. You say, listen man, one fellow will come and tell you, I got a nice parcel for you. I got a nice parcel for you. This parcel is free. Look at the price. Hey, the price is also to this. You know what a price it is. You cannot buy the thing. And you can, now you start, if you are a true Muslim, then you won't start calculating that, you know what, now this price has also been for 100 rand. I'm getting for 20 rand. Let me try now that. I'll sell with this. I'll sell with that. Because now that's your what. But you got true love for Allah Ta'ala. Please, you go your way. I go my way. You can be your best friend too. Your best friend can tell you that. You will be tested into the best friends too. He'll show you all that kind of parcels. And you say, no. But they say, you know, the B route now. One is the A route coming. The A route is forgotten now. The B route coming in. When the B route comes, hey, this is now, you know, the wagon route. Not straight route. Now when that goods coming in, hey, you're smiling. Where's your smile? You're smiling. Despite and despite this world, not there. But if you got true love for Allah Ta'ala, I don't want it. Your relationship with Allah Ta'ala, I don't want it, I don't see it too. That was Hazrat Qari Tehsab Rahmatullah, said nicely, he said, when Allah Ta'ala keeps you in a high pedestal, you are so happy. When you put in the lowest pedestal, you are very happy. Because where is coming from? Allah Ta'ala. Very happy. It does not change you in any way. Not change you in any way. You don't change your habits. You understand? Your habits, your relationship is the same as Allah. So that's when the nafs become so much love with Allah. You know, the nafs become love with Allah. That means your love with Allah becomes so enough that then you get peace of mind. A peace of mind. A peace of mind in that condition too. Look at that sahabi, he was so sick and all. But he had a peace of mind that you cannot buy. So likewise, you have to, once your nafs becomes there, the peace of mind you get there, then in the time of difficulties, you make sabr, become so strong. And look at it, man. Allah Ta'ala gave us different conditions, like Ayyub alayhi salam. Look, the people have taken him out of the country. You can't stay in the house, the city. He must go out of the city. His condition was so bad. So bad his condition was that his body, every part of his body, there was finished. You can't. The only thing this was left that he had to be taken out of the place. We don't want to see you here. He went away from there. He was Nabi, he knows that. Shaitan, how that came? Shaitan told Allah Ta'ala, Ayyub alayhi salam is only remembering him because he got rid of wealth. None of children. Good children, good God. Allah Ta'ala took his children away, took his wealth away too, took everything away. Everything. He had everything of the best. There too, alhamdulillah. No complaint, Allah, why you did that. I was doing so good work, everything. No condition. You took it away. Without questioning too. And the day, and for so many years back, he was suffering there. His wife, Rahmat al-Islam, she told her, Tony, why don't you make dua and Allah must cure you? So how many years Allah Ta'ala kept me well? How many years? And he just kept. So in other words, thereafter when Allah Ta'ala gave shifa, what shifa gave? But to tell you that the two conditions Allah Ta'ala gave, that we were sabr and radha. That is the most important. Our subject is more on sabr and radha. You may suffer in any condition that you're going that not happy, you're not happy with. You may suffer, rather, Allah, I'm happy with that. Happy. Anyone can tell you anything, I'm happy with this. Suffer and rather, it's a very big thing. And that is where we find people going to. Then when have that condition, then you call it tafweed, tafweed. You get, the itminan, you get the peace of mind, peace of heart. In every condition, the person got that in him. Then you find that he's got itminan in him. Because that is Allah, bi zikri Allah, tatma'in al-qulub. You have the peace of heart and peace of mind. So today's majlis on this. That always make sabr when you're going through difficulties. And always give your hand completely to Allah. It's Allah's decision. And if He gives you everything, at that time, you're also the same condition. You've got these two conditions, then you know you've got Radha or Qada. Allah is happy with me and He's happy. That is a time when a person, when a farista comes to take his own more ruh away. Like that, every time in Yahyatuan, Nafsul Mutmainna, every janazah you read that thing. That is just a reward, custom. The true reward of Yahyatuan, Nafsul Mutmainna, is the time when a person brings his nisbat to Allah this way. This condition I'm talking about, Radha bil Qada, I'm happy with everything. Then when the farishtas come to take a ruh, then they themselves tell you that. They welcome you. Then what kind of mot is that then? What a mot that is to? So let us bring that condition to us. And Ramadan was to bring the soul, right? Ramadan is to discipline our soul. Bring that condition to us. Now make dua that when after Ramadan, we must become more closer and dear to Allah. So what you find a person who remembers Allah Ta'ala in the early part of the morning and after some time leaves it. What you can, is that a good condition? Whole year, he remembered Allah Ta'ala for some time and tahajjud. And thereafter there was a relationship with him, with Allah Ta'ala. And thereafter he leaves that relationship. Or how was that person for years, for months, he was with Allah, the relationship with Allah Ta'ala so strong. And thereafter he leaves that relationship. Is that right? A person, you've got a close friend of yours. You are so close to him, so close to him. Everything you do with him, everything you do with him. In the end, he leaves you away. How do you feel? I gave my heart to him. Look what happened to him. That is how when you give your heart to Allah Ta'ala. When you give your heart to Allah Ta'ala, how is it possible to leave Allah Ta'ala? That's why you must always make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Do not leave dua. Don't think you are doing it. This is the most important. Don't think you are doing it. Make dua. Ya Allah, you kept me. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. You know, when you know namaz, you say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That's the meaning of that. In your heart of heart, think that, like, ya Allah, give me istiqamah. Straight towards you. We read namaz just like that. The buzu, when they read namaz, in different hal there. So when they read ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, then when they read alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, some answer come from them, from Allah Ta'ala. We don't get those answers. Ar-Rahman. Maliki yawmiddin. Hakim Dabullah rahmatullahi alayhi, when he said, La maliki yawmiddin, should fright. The master be at the judgment. Because we don't know the value of day of judgment. We don't know the value of day of judgment. We read the judgment. Khalas. Malik, and he was a great busruq, very great busruq. What a great busruq, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Muhammad Gongoi rahmatullahi alayhi is Khalifa. Hazrat Yun. Nawati rahmatullahi alayhi is Khalifa. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi Khalifa. All great, great people. He is saying that when he read namaz, Malik al-Yawmiddin, he gets into a fear. Ya Allah, they have what will happen. When we read namaz just a second. Read namaz in that way, then you see how much, what qualities you get in the namaz to. And then with the barakah of the namaz, inna salat tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That kind of namaz when you read, when you walk out from here, for sure you'll get me away from all evil, decent acts, for sure. But if we don't do it the correct way, then whose fault it is? So make dua Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, amal kani tawfiq nasi. This is the last but this today. And make dua for all of us that whatever we have made, whatever we spoke, Allah Ta'ala must give us istiqamah. Istiqamah. Sabr and radha. Istiqamah. Must have that. Sabr, what is sabr? Sabr not is sabr. Sabr in every way. Do not get angry. Do not get angry. Someone get angry with you, but you don't get angry. No, my husband, before I finish, he says, when a person takes off with you, I'm going to end with this. This is our Islam I'm talking about. When a person takes off with you, with your son, with an outsider, or anyone your wife to, she can scold you to sit there. The moment she takes off with you, that is what called sabr. That you're thinking, you're drinking a milk of sarbat, you're drinking. You're drinking sarbat. And you're drinking sarbat, your face is smiling, or is your face one way? Definitely your smell is very smiling. When you drink some sarbat, you don't say it. You look at it, how nice it's tasting. That's how you take someone, that's called sabr razab al qaza. That the moment she takes you off, anyone takes you off with you, no matter who it is, the way you take it that you're drinking sarbat, you do not even show it in your face. You don't show it in your face. One is you make sabr, but the show face, the wife sees, hey, this fellow is crooked today. You're not straight. Definitely crooked. But the way you do it, like nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Like nothing happened. I'll tell you one buzruk. When some visitors came to him at home, so the buzruk said, send the servant to him to tell them in the house that, because the visitors, when they put out, so this Khadim went to the house to give the message. That Khadim said, this is still a buzum. This is not a cook. This is not a hotel. The wife is sending a message. This is not a hotel. Why we have been told all these things? It's a story. When you face with things, he came and told the buzum, front of the visitors, this is not a hotel. Finish. Front of the visitors telling him, what the buzu did. No effect at all. Not a bit affected. He only said, she's right. And he got the food from outside. But let me tell you further, because the reason for me to tell you further is your Islam, our Islam. Because when you and I face with that condition, You will not talk to your wife for months. Allah forbid you will do something else too. But he never reminded her of that after that lifelong. Why did you tell me that? Manana, why? That condition what you have been, that is what you have. Because you must know she belittled in front of the people. But because they themselves did nothing. Did nothing. So he did not worry about it. So this is the thing that he said, Radha bal Qada. Everything coming from Allah. When you got everything coming from Allah, then we happy with that. So let that condition come into us. Allah Ta'ala Ammar Qani Tawfiq Nasir. Allah Ta'ala. Wa la'aqibatul muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni. Allahumma nas'aluka rida'aka wa jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik. Fatir as-samawati. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wa akhirah. توفني مسلما والحق بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمتك يا رب.